This is 5 Minute Friday, episode number 116, The Power of Gratitude. Welcome everybody to the Super Data Science Podcast. Today we've got an episode about gratitude. And I've wanted to record an episode like this for a while, but recently I was re-inspired to do this while listening to Tim Ferriss's podcast with the episode with Tim Urban. Tim Ferriss has a new book that came out. It's called Tribe of Mentors. And also he has a podcast, Tribe of Mentors. And episode number 9 over there is with Tim Urban from Wait But Why. So two very exciting and interesting people, both with the same name, Tim, got together to record a fantastic episode, highly recommended. We'll link to it in the show notes, or just Google Tim Ferriss, Tim Urban podcast, or Tribe of Mentors. But basically, in one part of the podcast towards the end, they were talking about happiness and what makes people happy, what constitutes happiness. And I really liked some of the notions they mentioned. So Tim Urban brought up this notion that there's micro happiness and macro happiness. Micro happiness is kind of lifestyle and how you as he put it, how you crush your Tuesdays, how you make like every day happen, and what you do inside the day and what makes you happy. Whereas macro happiness is overall your life and where it's going, and are you doing the thing that you want to be doing? Are you doing what you're passionate about? Are you satisfied with the trajectory of your life overall? And so the overall happiness, the macro happiness, is very important, and Tim recommends that as a place to start to make sure that, you know, everything is on track. Because if you're not doing what you're passionate about, if you're not doing what you want to do overall, you can have micro happiness, but it's going to be much harder. You're going to still always have this like gloomy cloud over your head. But in terms of generally happiness, what they said is, what I really found interesting is that the key, or one of the keys to happiness, seems like it's gratitude. And this is a recurring theme, not just with Tim Ferriss, Tim Urban, but also I've heard the same thing from Tony Robbins and from other entrepreneurs and other motivational speakers out there. And so, for instance, what Tony Robbins recommends is every time in the morning, and Adlan and I did this on our road trip, every time in the morning when you wake up, he actually has a priming exercise, if you Google it, like a morning priming exercise by Tony Robbins. He helps you think of the things that you're grateful for. Why are you excited about life? What are you thankful for that has happened to you, or that you have, or some coincidences that happened to your life? And he does this every morning of his life. And Adlan and I did it for a good couple of months, maybe 2 or 3 months. And it really helps because it puts you in the mood of being grateful. And when you're grateful for something, you can't be angry, you can't be sad, you can't be unhappy. Just like that whole concept of being grateful, being thankful, completely shifts the course of your day. So that's the Tony Robbins take on it. And in terms of what Tim Urban mentioned, what I liked was that the analogy or the metaphor that, for instance, you could be like, compare yourself now to where you were 5 years ago, and you might have much more success, much more, many more things, much better health even. You might have, like, just generally your life quality might be much better, but you still could be as unhappy as you were. And the reason for that phenomenon is that we constantly look up. We constantly look up and try, like, think of the things that we don't have. Instead of being grateful for the things that we do have, we think of the things that we're missing. We think of the things that are not in our lives, and we want them, and we aspire to get them. And we constantly look up and try to reach for, whether it's for the stars or for new careers, new successes, new relationships, new experiences, and so on, like more money and things like that. And we constantly look up and reach up for more. And there, that way, we're just seeing the things we don't have. But what if we looked down at the mountain of things that we do have, at all of the things that we've accomplished, all the things that we've achieved, and things that we've gotten, things that we do have in our lives have come to us, the coincidences that have brought things to us. And what he says is that way, like, you will see that this mountain of things is growing. Like, if you keep looking up, it's always going to be things you don't have. But if you look down occasionally, you will see that there's this mountain of not necessarily physical things, but metaphorically, a mountain of metaphorical things that you have in your life, just your life quality, your how you've grown, how you've developed, and all these other things. If you look down, then you'll see all of that, and that will bring you happiness. And so the exercise that he suggests, and that psychologists suggest, is at the end of every day to write down the three things that you're grateful for. At the end of every day, write down three things that you're thankful for that happened to you today or that you did today. And what that does is it trains your mind trains your brain to think what's good instead of thinking what's missing, what do I need more, where do I need to go, and so on. That is also necessary. At times that is necessary to define your strategic approach or define where you're going, understand what you want from life. But also it's important not to forget to see what you have. And that's why he's just like writing these three things down. So your brain is trained to think what's good. And like if you keep doing that, your brain will be like, what's good, what's good, what's good. And it won't just do that at the end of the day. It'll be conditioned to do that all the time. And as you go through your day, you'll think about, okay, what's good? What's actually good? And instead of, you know, just like, I got to get there and I can do this and that and this. But like you'll be like, oh, actually, what is good right now? And that will put a smile on your face. So there you go. That's a quick note. Make sure to check out that episode if you're interested to learn more. They discuss some very interesting other topics as well, including artificial intelligence. But in general, let's give this a go. Let's all agree that today before you go to bed, you write down the top three things that you are grateful for that happened to you today, and let's see how that goes. And I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope you're going to be even more happy after realizing all the things that you have already, and I can't wait to see you next time. Until then, happy analyzing.